right, that brings us to this wonderful catch-all miscellaneous. Staff reports. Christina, do we have any staff reports this morning?
Yeah, I just wanted to report that for our members that have July retirement dates, they were placed on to payroll within 30.18 days from their final active employer paycheck. So that is the fastest we've seen in a while, and the staff did a really, really great job on that. I don't know that we'll get better than that. That may be the best that we're going to see, but it's great. So we'd like to see it continue.
That's great news.
And then I emailed out some consultant evaluation forms. If you wanted a printed copy, I have some. And then on the 2024 calendar that was approved earlier, there was the SACRS week placed the week prior. It doesn't change any of the board meeting dates that were approved, but if you wanted a printed calendar to reflect the SACRS dates, I have those as well. And then Tim has a staff comment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christina. Tim.
Thank you. I want to give the board an update. We received notification from Acadian Asset Manager that they have parted ways with their lead portfolio manager on our product, Ilya Fiegelman, as well as four people on the implementation and trading staff. This was part of a larger firm-wide reduction in force, but this does have a direct impact on our strategy. We have been working with Acadian to understand why they were performing below our expectations, and what it came out was the implementation of the trading was too delayed, and so they've been working on this for some time. The individual that we've been primarily communicating with, Thomas Dobler, is going to be taking over as interim portfolio manager. So obviously this is something we're diving into more. I would say this is a highly systematic strategy. Systematic strategies can withstand personnel turnover more than fundamental strategies can. So I think this is we're in the yellow flag category at this point, but I want to give the board that update. But there will be additional due diligence conducted by my staff.
All right, thank you. Any questions of Tim on that item? I'm not seeing any, so thank you. Are there any other staff reports? Not seeing that. Jerry.
Before we move along too fast, I mean, Christina just kind of highlighted that improvement in the turnaround time on getting people on payroll. Did you mention the numbers? I'm sorry, I stopped. Because the numbers were really significant, and it's worth getting those on the record because we've certainly talked in the past about what improvements we were looking for, and this is significant, and I think it's worth getting it on the record.
Yes, it's for the members that have July retirement dates, it was 30.18 days compared to last year was 94.
94. So it's a remarkable improvement, and you and the staff deserve all the credit for that. So thank you.
How many?
I want to say 11. So it's not a march.
but it is significant. Yeah. I mean, that's a significant change, regardless of the numbers.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the, I think last year was 12. So it's very close to the same amount for July, but a third amount of the time.
Excellent news. Anything else? Any other questions on that item? All right. Let's go to outside professionals reports. I don't know that we have any outside professionals left in the room. Not seeing any. Item C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments? Mike.
I attended the CRCEA conference from the 1st till the 4th of October. The beautiful downtown Stockton.
Lovely this time of year. Yeah.
That's not a place that you go unless you have to. But as it turns out, it was a very good conference. I think I mentioned the last time I made a report on CRCEA that I'm the conference chair, and there's some ongoing issues about putting conferences on. We have 20 counties the same as SACRS, but needless to say, when we put on a conference, we don't have the funding that SACRS does. So each one of the individual counties is responsible for raising funds and paying for the cost of the conference. And needless to say, some of our smaller counties are having difficulty doing that, and as are membership ages, it seems like we're having difficulty bringing in the younger retirees. People are starting to get tired, and there are less and less number of people that are willing to put out the effort to put the conferences on. So we've been having an ongoing discussion about how we're going to handle this, and we're okay through fall of 25. Contra Costa is going to be hosting in the fall of 24, but going through at 25 is where the cutoff is, so we're trying to figure out what we're going to do from there. And there's been discussion about doing a north-south. In other words, break it up where you have two conferences, but the northern group will host it and the southern group will host it, as opposed to individual counties doing it. And to that end, we've been looking for a hotel chain that's willing to host us every year, so that it's much easier to book a hotel. And hopefully it'd be cheaper if they know that you're going to be coming in time after time after time. I've found that there is one, Renaissance Hotels has six very nice hotels in California. One is the Embassy Suites in Walnut Creek that we're going to be using for Contra Costa. And one in Costa Mesa, one in Palm Springs, one in Orange County, or no, that's Costa Mesa, San Diego. And one other one I can't think of. Santa Cruz. So there, I'm going to go to Sackers, and then as soon as Sackers is over, then the following week I'm going to Invesco, but there's a two-day break between there. So I got a hold of the manager that I've been discussing this with at Renaissance. She's in Costa Mesa, and she says, come on in and see the property. She says, we'll host you for a couple days. So that'll give me a break from Sackers to a couple days that we're able to talk about CRCA conferences, and then on to San Diego for the Invesco. So that's kind of where we are with that, and I'll have a an updated report on how that's going. But the rest of the conference was very good. They had a presentation on futurist. He was a futurist called Retirement Reimagined, Navigating the AI-Powered Future. And, you know, he went in through a lot of ways of how you imagine the future, what you think about, how do you get to the position where you're going, how are you going to be using AI to get there, the fact that AI is cheaper, faster, and higher quality, the fact that doctors and radiologists are using this to do their diagnosis, especially with the radiologists with cancer and that type of thing, that the AI can actually do it faster and actually more proficient in most cases. So that's one good reason for the use of AI. And the thing that he ended with is AI appears to be smarter than it actually is. So if you want to test it out, ask it a very detailed question about something that you're an expert in. You know, whether it's finance, that you know the answer and what the answer should be, ask it that question and see what you get back, and that'll test it to see how good, how the quality of the AI. We had presentations on, well, we were supposed to have a presentation on senior fraud by the DA from San Joaquin County, but his presentation was pretty much the great job he was doing and all the benefits he's providing for the county, so that was kind of a throwaway. We did have Amy Brown, who's the our legislative advocate in Sacramento, great gal, just dynamic, funny, and she gave us, since they're closed now, she was able to give us a lot of input on what is going on in Sacramento, a lot of the backroom stories, a lot of the rumors, and a great gal. But the good thing is that there are no challenges to retirements right now, to seniors and to retirements, no bills that are pending that look like they're going to be dangerous to us. And then we finished up with the Lodi Wine Council, and they provided us with samples. So I thought if there's anybody that's going to be going over to Lodi and they're interested in going to the wineries in Lodi, I've got a map for you here. You're welcome to have it. So. But other than that, it was a very good conference. And our next one is going to be by Zoom because it was supposed to be Kern County, but Kern County is withdrawn because of the reasons that I mentioned earlier. So we're going to try our first Zoom business meeting. So I'll make a report on how that turns out. But other than that, that's all I have.
All All right. Thank you, Mike, for that detailed report.
Chamber of Commerce's City of Stockton would like to talk to Mike after the meeting.
Tough room. Any other trustee comments?
In Boston, and that conference is very worthwhile because you have quite a menu of emphasis that you can choose from if you want to learn about investing or governance, actuarial stuff. So definitely can tailor it to your needs. We heard from Sanjay Gupta, who talked about keeping your mind sharp throughout the years, and says stay active, make sure you get some sleep, and challenge yourself with things that you wouldn't normally do, like try to write with your left hand or whatever. That's supposed to help your mind work. On some real estate, the comments were that they see commercial outside of office. They see commercial will hit its bottom by mid-2024. So that's looking favorable for next year. That office space is going to feel more pain for the next 1 to 2 years, unfortunately. Credit is tight and hard to find, especially from banks at this time. Because of the increase in interest rates, that pushes property values down. And for investments that we have in real estate, at least we have in income from leases and so forth, but we're not seeing, but appreciation is suffering from that. They said industrial is doing the best so far in real estate. The apartment sector is doing pretty well, pretty safe. Self-storage is good. And senior housing and assisted living should continue to improve. The biggest risk that they saw to the real estate arena was inflation and further Fed tightening, bank failures, unemployment, housing market decline with the reduction in overall spending, individual spending, and workers who don't return to the office. That's a big risk for the office space, and political instability. We also heard from Lisa Gomez, who's Assistant Secretary of the Department of Labor. Quite a bit of them for them to handle with a very small staff, relatively speaking. But they are working on retirement security, benefits security, and of course, Secure 2.0 is a big issue. They will also have some further emphasis on mental health issues. And how to clarify that going forward. And then also working on preventive care and so forth. On capital markets expectations, there is the prediction for slower growth and a statement that central banks don't necessarily act rationally. So we'll see what happens with that. They also see a downward trend in globalization. And that AI is seen primarily as cost savings. Yeah, that was some of my main notes on that conference. Again, I would encourage others to attend. Again, you can really customize the conference experience to what your needs are and help you further your skills as a trustee.
All right, thank you, David. Any other trustee comments? Not seeing a flurry of hands, so it's not a record, but at the hour of 10:45, we will stand adjourned. Thank you all.